What a career Teddy Bridgewater has had. The high school football coach has not only made the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he will be the primary backup quarterback to Baker Mayfield. So if something happens to Baker, who's become a fringe top 10 quarterback in football with strong play, with multiple play callers the last 2 years, he's helped get coaching jobs, then Bridgewater,
Teddy B,
would take over as a starter for a division favorite in Tampa Bay. Pretty amazing story coming out of Florida.
The injury that derailed him, the workout, if you remember back in the day where he had to put the glove on, which knocked him off a bunch of people's boards at that point. I always thought that guy could be a pretty solid, if unspectacular, NFL starter. Maybe not somebody you can't wait to see come in the season time, or a big ticket seller, etc., but just a good dude, great teammate, really good career, derailed by that unfortunate, really, really annoying injury. But what a life he's led, man.
I swear you can't have a football season or a fall without some type of massive dispute between important football carrying networks and whatever provider I have. So just ask me, which one do you have? They're the one in a fight.
I was going to say, what's happening now?
I've done the DirecTV thing. I've done the you name it thing. Now I'm a YouTube TV guy. So am I misunderstanding what's happening here? There is a carriage dispute between Fox and YouTube TV where their deal is up on Wednesday, I guess. And if they don't come to fruition on a new deal, they're going to go full Terry McLaurin and just no-show football, basically, YouTube TV. You've seen these, right? Where you can't watch CBS if you have this provider because they don't have it anymore. So here's my question. The only reason I have YouTube TV is so that I can have Sunday Ticket, check, and Red Zone, check, so that I can watch every single game on Fox all over the country and check out all the games. Does this mean I won't have any of those? If I have Sunday Ticket, will I still get those, but I just won't get the local Fox feed? What do I need to know here, and should I be worried?
The way I understand it would be that this would only affect your local Fox feed, including any other Fox-affiliated stations like FS1, Fox News, whatever that would be.
So that's a Commanders game.
Correct, yes. So with that being said, yes, on YouTube TV, or you would have Sunday Ticket, correct?
I have Sunday Ticket and the Red Zone.
So you would get the feed of other Fox games.
But I would not get the Commanders game.
But you would not get the Commanders game since you can't watch that locally on Sunday Ticket.
But you started saying this like you had good news.
I don't have good news. This is disastrous, potentially.
So wait, whoa.
Oh, no.
Let me be clear.
So week one's on Fox, for example.
Obviously. Yes. They play the Giants.
Yeah.
Week one, September 7th.
Week three is
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady.
Are you telling me... Now, I'll be there, but my wife's at home wanting to watch the game and everyone else in the DMV with YouTube TV, that if they don't strike a deal, they would not get the Commanders game in the market?
That is looking very likely at this point if they do not strike this deal.
So then I'm going to take the same tact I did with McLaurin and the Commanders. There's no way that's possible. There are millions.
And millions!
Of people who have YouTube TV for the sole reason of football. They cannot allow those people to not get their games. That would be a death sentence. Here's what I would do if that happened. Hi, is this YouTube TV? Yeah, I used to have you. I don't anymore. And so many other people too. Right? I mean, you just can't allow that.
Yeah.
So they've got you between a rock and a hard place. I don't care. If they're charging you $1 billion more than they should, you just say, no problem.
Thanks for charging me.
We'll pay it. I mean, what are we doing here?
Ideally, this doesn't happen because we've seen this before. It happened with CBS Paramount last year, right before March Madness, I want to say. I want to say it was 2 weeks before March Madness. There was all this hoopla. CBS is in a dispute with YouTube TV. They ripped all their stations off of YouTube TV for about a couple of days. And then basically a couple of days right before the March Madness started, CBS was they struck a deal and got everything back.
I love being at the mercy of multi-billion-dollar corporations fighting just for the content that I would like to watch.
CBS,
please leave me alone and put my thing on TV.
On DirecTV, this is why I quite literally got rid of DirecTV years ago. Maybe it was but two football seasons ago or whatever. Now they stopped having CBS like for an extended period of time. So I'm trying to watch Vern Lundquist on the call of Georgia Florida. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Not to. Oh, you wanted to watch Auburn, Alabama? Mm-mm. Oh, that's too bad. I can't remember which SEC game it was, but there was this massive SEC football game. And I sit down, I plop down on the couch, Coke Zero and Goldfish. Here we go. And I turn it on, and there's this little thing. It says like, oh, sorry, but you should tell CBS that they're mean and we hate them. And I'm like, I hate everyone, but especially everyone. That's literally what it was like. We're not the problem. They're the problem. Call them and tell them they're the problem. And then I called whoever was telling me
who'd
that,
you call?
And I said, don't have to worry about me being a problem anymore. But like, we can't do this. Fox, what are you doing? And how does it always chase me? Let me make this about myself for a second. Why is it always me? If I have DirecTV, they have the fight. It's like it's a light or a shadow following me around. So what you guys should do, next year, ask me what provider I've chosen. Then make sure that you
to not have that one.
Have a second option so that you get your football.
Dude, game. I think you're going to be fine. There's only 8 games on Fox.
Why are you so sure, by the way, that I get the Sunday ticket package with all the non-market games via Fox? Because you're saying it's just essentially Channel 5, let's call it, and then FS1 and Big Ten Network. Like, it's just those three. But those other games that you're saying I get are the local 5 for everybody else. Why would I get those out of market?
I would. My assumption would be that YouTube TV and YouTube are two separate things. Sunday Ticket is essentially through YouTube. So I would think that that would mean that Fox games are safe on Sunday Ticket itself. I could be wrong. I just don't see why.
YouTube in the title.
You're right, but they're still two different things.
You don't think that a fight with YouTube would be preventative of the YouTube TV Sunday Ticket package?
I mean, that'd be outrageous. I mean, and plus it's through the NFL too. So I just can't imagine the NFL would allow them to take it off of their Sunday Ticket package. That'd be insane.
Can we get someone on tomorrow to talk about this?
Let's do it. What's our guy? Orand.
John Orand. He'll
Orand
know.
Would be good.
Yeah, he knows.
This is the most pressing issue facing us as a society right now. And certainly representing this radio show, if I could say this, Danny.
Okay.
This is the biggest ball of wax that we've got to melt here before September 7th.
What is your plan B? That's what I ask you. So in other words, let's say it gets to whatever your drop dead point is, where it doesn't look like it's going to happen, and it probably will, right? It's too much is at stake. To your point,
McLaurin will be on the field,
right? What's your drop dead point where you go zero Dark Paulson? Start exploring other options.
I guess I have to do a little research to figure out who else has Sunday Ticket rights. Probably at that point, but I don't think we're going to get there. I just got a good tweet from D Hizzle. D. Hizzle's got good advice.
Ancient philosopher D. Hizzle once said.
He said, have you learned anything with the McLaurin negotiations? Deadlines drive deals, silly goose. It's a great point. I will remain calm and act accordingly. But I'm going to give them...
But you should be prepared.
My date to go crazy about McLaurin was today, and they beat the clock. I'm going to give them until... See, I'm already going to miss college football, though.
Yeah.
College football's this weekend. Gus Johnson screaming at a Big Ten noon game.
See if there's
whatever.
Any good Fox games this Sunday or Saturday. Let me see.
Think week one of the college season?
Let me just see if they're
Fox might dabble into some kickoffs this weekend.
Only the biggest game, Texas Ohio State.
Oh, that's
is that
not
on
a,
Fox.
That's not a big one.
Oh, so see, here's the thing: they cannot possibly not have this sorted out before then. Think about the calls they're going to be getting. Are there any people in Texas? Are there any people that like football in Ohio?
See, this is the problem. They just launched their new app. Fox did. They're going to tell all those people, hey, go get our new app then. That stings if that's going to be the case.
Well, 1-3 action.
1-3. Is
to
that
start
this
us
weekend?
Off. Yeah, to start us off.
That game is so good.
Sorry about
way.
That appetizer. about that football dish.
What time is that game?
That's a 12 noon kickoff, I think.
Oh, my goodness. That is actually that moment when that ball's in the air is when football season starts. I know that there were a couple of games this weekend. That was cute. 12:01 Eastern time. Little Texas, Ohio State. Did you guys see, by the way, is it Avery Johnson, the quarterback from Kansas State, that his dad and his brother got into a brawl, like not with other people, but each other, outside of the stadium?
It was not great.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard or seen. I'm not, like, there's no joke coming. I mean, that is quite literally one of the saddest things I've seen.
They had to issue a statement about it.
Boy, Wouldn't you?
I suppose, but like
if a couple, you humiliated your brother and your son who had just lost a football game by getting into a giant fight outside the stadium.
Couple of fans getting a fight. Usually, is not a great statement there, but I guess that one's more exceptional. You're right.
This is not a couple of fans getting.
It's not
into
a couple
fight.
Random fans.
This is a father and a son of the starting quarterback of the team. What did the statement say? By the way,
that was one of those.
It's
you
not
know what
you thought it was?
No, that's one of those. I am skipping that. I don't need to read that. I'm not interested. Like it. I'm sure you're very contrite. I'm sure you're sorry. Sorry doesn't really butter that biscuit right there. I need you not to get in fisticuffs in another country while your brother/son is playing.
Kevin says, you can get an off-air antenna to watch your locals. They are easy to set up.
Yeah, see, this is people start doing this.
The easy-to-set-up thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you know how incapable and incompetent I am at doing things. It's so easy. Just get an off-air antenna. Where do I find one? What does that mean? What do they look like? Where does it go?
You're just going to meet a Hungarian guy behind a 7-Eleven and get a VPN device that's been pre-coded with like pre-revolutionary war codes. And then you can hop on to freefm.net /hacking and get the game. 7-second delay. I said, no.
They're not that difficult. I had one in college.
Stop
that's
it.
How I watch football.
You're a young person.
Where did you get it?
Walmart.
What is it?
It's just like a little antenna. You plug it into the back
like
of your
from
TV.
An old boombox?
But into what? But I understand the TV, but into
you just
what?
Said, we'll just plug it into your TV.
There's like a little special spot like where you plug in the...
And does it say, Grant, plug in the stupid antenna you shouldn't have to get?
It's not in an HDMI port. It's
no.
not in It's not in the multi-color cable.
It's like
cable
where you
ones.
Used to plug in like legit cable.
Is
when
there
you
a
had
wire?
To have, yes.
Or is you plug in the actual tip of the antenna right in?
Yes, and you don't. It's not like you have to plug it in to power it up or anything. It just plugs into your TV.
And then Fox just shows up.
Do new TVs
no
have
chance.
That plug?
There's no way that's true.
Yes.
You just
you have to program
in the
it.
Back of your phone.
You have to program it. It's going to have to go in and say, like, hey, go search for the channels.
You have to program it.
It's not difficult, I promise you.
How do I program it?
You have to go into your TV and figure out. It's not that difficult.
Go into your TV.
You just keep saying it's not that difficult and adding steps.
It's not. Literally, for me, when I did it, you plug it into the TV, right?
What is
screw
it?
Screw it in.
The antenna.
Cord. Little cord.
Okay, so it's an antenna with a cord that goes into the TV.
Yes.
Where does the antenna sit?
Two pieces or one piece?
Preferably you want to sit it near a window.
One piece or two pieces?
What do you mean? It's one piece.
It's so it's you
two
don't
piece
see
and
the,
a biscuit.
You don't see the midriff. It's all one.
Correct.
Okay.
So then you move their antenna to wherever you need it to be, and then you go into your TV settings and find channels. And then those channels will be found, and then you can flip through.
And then they'll be found.
That sounds insane.
What you do is you leave the country in a boat and you just go left and eventually other countries will be found. That's a big journey.
I have a better chance.
Of suiting up?
Of playing three snaps for the Commanders against the Giants.
Bigger snap count. You were Terry McCorner week
like,
one.
Like, where in the hell is this? He goes, it's at Walmart. So I walk into a Walmart and then I do what?
It's back in the electronics section near the TV stuff. It's not hard to find, I promise you. Yes.
And any antenna works. Just grab any antenna. First
yes.
antenna I see. Just grab it off the shelf.
Yes.
And what does it say? Antenna for your TV?
I'm yes. here to find an antenna.
Someone would have to hold my hand every step of the way.
Like literally hold your hand and guide you to the actual antenna.
The person standing there when I walk in that says, hey, happy to have you here. Welcome
Come
to
with
Walmart.
Me. Come with me.
I'd say, sir, I need an antenna. You go, okay, there's Lyle 6. Nope.
No, you're not understanding.
Which one? There's no way. Also, stop making me do this stuff.
Yep.
Just, I'm paying all the money.
I've paid so much.
Give me the damn thing that I'm paying for. Stop making me do stuff. I'm desperately trying to get my child added to my health insurance right now. I have this new child that we just had.
You guys just had him.
He's a boy. He mm-hmm. got born, real life kid. He's mine. I'm just trying to prove that this child is mine. Social Security card doesn't cut it, apparently. Like, all the stuff I've sent them, nope. They need a birth certificate. I don't have a birth certificate.
Here's the picture of the child. Nope.
The birth certificate hasn't come in the mail yet. What do you want me to do about this? There's a place in Richmond I called today. Waited a bunch of, you know, 9 transfers, 18 hours, whatever. I get to this person. Now, yeah, we'll expedite that. No problem. Oh, my God, I solved it. Thank you so much. She goes, oh, looks like he was born on July 10th. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't do anything for you. It needs to be 10 weeks after the birth before we can expedite the birth certificate. I'm like, but I need this by September 8th. Yeah. Please, someone, anyone, once. Why is everything so hard?
Why?
It shouldn't be that hard.
No.
Now everyone wants to tell us the antenna.
Hey, just get the antenna.
Jason in Capitol Heights. I'm sure it's easy.
It's so easy.
Do you have an antenna?
I do.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm sorry to cut you off. I know you have a whole thing ready. Is your TV, like, new and or modern? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Sir.
And it's got a plug for that?
You have a smart TV that you're using an antenna on. Why would you do that?
Absolutely. It's the thing you just have to twist into the back, and then you just have to click, as he said, auto program. Just press it on the remote. And it's not just,
there's
the
no auto program
channels,
button on my remote.
200 channels.
I look at my remote.
It will
every day.
Give you the option.
There's no chance. There's not a single button on my remote that says auto
there's
program.
You'll click OK. It's going to be like, do you want
to
auto program?
Go to settings, and go to auto program. Just like back in the day, when before we had all the smart TVs, it's kind of same thing. Just click auto program. It takes literally less than 2 minutes. It's just going to scan all the channels. Get every channel that picks up with the antenna.
You said go back in the day. This is like, what was the convention? We're not going back. I don't want to go back. I want the TV to show the game I'm paying for. How do I get that to happen?
I mean, maybe you don't even have to pay for the game. If that's all you want is to watch the local channels, all you need is you could save some money too.
If this antenna thing works.
Jason might be onto something.
This antenna thing works, right?
If I get 14, can I watch every NFL game? Is that how that works? Will one of the antennas get me the Panthers, Falcons?
No.
One of the antennas gets me Browns, Bengals?
Nope.
Probably not, right?
No. It's the local thing. You can watch local with the antenna. There was some rule that they said you have to keep that.
Also, I love how everyone keeps saying just plug it into the back of the TV. My TV is against a wall. It's mounted against a wall.
Right.
Am I taking it off the wall? Now I'm just leaning it against my legs on the floor.
You got to be able to, if you can get back there, is it on any kind of, mobile's not the right word. Can you turn the angle?
No. It's a frame wall TV that looks like a painting.
Yep.
It's up against the wall because no one ever thought you're going to need to put an antenna on this TV.
Well, how did you plug in? You plugged into it, presumably for the cable or whatever.
The guy out there that I paid a bunch of money to.
He did the, and installed in the background.
Mo and Largo did my one in the basement.
Yeah.
He did a silly job.
Mm-hmm.
But no. I had someone, this is my living room TV. I had someone out there. They go through the wall. They put a bunch of stuff through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just never to be. The plan was never, we're going to dig this body back up in 2 years because you're going to need an antenna.
So look around the rim of the TV. Sometimes it's like on that, one of the spots that's close where you instead of having to go all the way back there in the middle of the back to like find this coax cable or weird antenna spot.
Whose side are you on, by the way?
I'm saying.
It seems like you're now team antenna.
No, I'm saying, I think it's ridiculous. I'm not team anything. This whole thing is so stupid. To help you.
But you think it's super easy, it sounds like.
No, I don't. I think it's complicated. I think everyone underestimates the complication. It's my least favorite thing that we do as a society.
You come over and set it up for me.
No, would people wave at me and go just and then fill in the blank or something complicated? I don't know. I don't know just.
Toby, if I give you $50, would you come over and set it up?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd make 20, 30 bucks on that. These things are not expensive.
Well, no, I'll pay for the part.
Oh, even better. Yeah, I'll take it. Gladly.
Okay, I'll give you even 25 more if you want to go to Walmart and get what I need.
You got Toby on the install?
$75?
Sure. Yeah. Toby and Largo over there. I love it.
So if there's no fix for this by Friday before the Saturday football game, Friday evening, $100 if you can get it figured out.
Sure.
All right, sell it. That sounds easy. $100 is easy. Well, that part, it's $100, but if Toby thinks he can figure it out, I can't wait for he's clicking buttons like, used to be so easy.
All you have to do is ask if you wanted the channels.
That's always what happens. Like, it should be. I'm sure it should. It should just be popping up.
The only issue would be, like you said, if it's mounted and trying to get behind the TV, that'll be the only issue.
I'll help you with that part.
Okay.
We'll then take it everything down off the wall.
Everything else will be easy.
My wife will have a million questions, but we'll just
bore right through that.
Push right through that.
Something very similar happened where I was trying to set up Madden so that my son could play it with PlayStation permissions. And I thought I did it. And he told me the other day, he's like, I couldn't play it to use your account. I was like, why? What happened? It should work. And it turned out it was some sort of EA needed my email or some other kind of crap that was way down the line. But that was the point. I was like, it should be working.
It should.
I just kept yelling, this should be working to no one in particular.
What if we find out, I get the antenna, we can watch the Commanders games, but I still don't have Sunday ticket then. Then I'm just screwed?
Yeah.
I can watch the Commanders, but I can't get all the other stuff?
Right. God, that would be my assessment. That is if Sunday Ticket doesn't supersede the dispute.
What do we know about deadlines?
They spurn deals.
Deadlines spurn deals. Hey, Darius, give me the results on the poll really quickly. I will do the read. Look up that poll. Our poll of the day today, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best in class service and experience. The Grant and Danny poll of the day, Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Do you think the holdout turned hold in, Terry McLaurin not doing anything all summer, is going to affect the offense early in the season? Yes or no? What did people say?
66% of the people say no, he is back just in time. The other 33% of people said yes, they will have a slow start. So looks like most people think that there will be no effects from that long holding.
Danny, you voted a lot, it sounds like. 33% of the time.
No, right? I can only log in so many times.
It is time for the leadoff ahead of Nats baseball, brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom.
On the mound for the Nationals, Brad Lord. His opposite number is a name I'm not comfortable saying on the radio for fear of stuttering and messing something up. You can say it if you want
to. You got
to
be careful with that one, buddy. That is old Cam Schlittler.
You can look it up, and I trust Grant to say it correctly. Leading off, playing left field, James Wood batting second. Shortstop, see? Abrams batting third at second base, Luis Garcia Jr. Cleanup hitter at first base, Josh Bell batting fifth, doing the catching. Riley Adams, Paul DeYoung is at third base batting sixth, Dylan Cruz in right field batting seventh, Robert Hassel the third, your DH tonight hitting eighth, and Jacob Young in center field.
We're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have some more information on the Terry McLaurin contract. Plus, we'll be getting ready for final cuts for Washington. We'll see if anything breaks during the day. They are due to form their 53-man roster by the close of business. For Darius, Ryan, and television engineer extraordinaire, Toby Altizer.
The installer.
Is this Toby or Toki who's going to be showing up in my house?
He'll get mad for 5 seconds when something doesn't work. Turn that hat right around and give it what for.
Toki is going to do some chirping at that television. Grant and Danny saying so long. Thanks for listening. What a day. Terry McLaurin.
Die.
Contract done. Let's have a season.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. In the NFL, two hold-ins ended today, starting with the Commanders. Terry McLaurin signed a 3-year extension, 3 years, $96 million with a $30 million signing bonus. For the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson agreed to a new deal, or at least a raise for this year. Well, he'll get $14 million more, up to $30 million for the season. Still going to be a free agent after this year. Joe Mixon going to miss at least the first 4 games of the season. Wide receiver news for the Raiders, Jacoby Myers requested a trade, and the team signed Amari Cooper. In baseball, the Nats begin a 3-game series in the Bronx tonight against the Yankees. 7:05 first pitch. Nats on deck getting underway here in just a little bit. Brad Lord takes the hill for the Nationals. He'll take on Cam Schlittler. This August only, score $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Schedule your no-pressure-free estimate today at paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.